The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people prefer darkness to light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light, and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We can ask, what does Chesterton mean? when he says that we talk about everything except everything. Well, as you know, today people have opinions about politics, movie stars, crime, fashion, president, climate change, causes of illness, scandals, and on and on and on, you name it. And people, it means we have opinion and we express them freely. But at the same time, we shy away from talking about everything itself. For example, what is the universe? Who created us? Who or what is behind our existence? We steer away from these questions. Our reluctance, even our embarrassment to talk about everything itself has had an effect on us. We are busy about many things. We are concerned about many things, but many times we have forgotten about the most important things. Something similar we have in our first reading today. The Israelites during the Babylonian exile. We heard about this in our reading, but also if we at least know a little bit about the history of salvation, we know that part, big part of Israelites were taken to Babylon as slaves. And during many years, many, many years, they lived there and they got comfortable. They used to live in these circumstances. They started to open their businesses. They started to be very successful and they started to think about Babylon, their country, their world. But the psalm gives a warning. In the psalm we read, if I forget you, Jerusalem, may my right hand be forgotten. Jerusalem, it is not only about the city or land. Jerusalem means God. If I forget you, God, may my right hand be forgotten. You and I, we can also forget our true home. We can get so busy, so concerned about everything that we forget everything itself. Like the exiles, we need a reminder. We need a reminder about what is the most important, what is the crucial thing, not only in our faith, but our life, because we are talking about our salvation. Let me give you an example of this kind of reminder. Once a middle-aged priest had a visit from two young nuns. And since he had nothing to offer them at his rectory, he invited them to a nearby restaurant. It was a nice day, sunny day, and they decided to walk. As they were going down the street, the priest noticed that heads turning. At first, he was thinking that it is because of him, everybody knows him. Everybody tried to say hello, but no. It was because of these nuns. It is not that there weren't other nice looking young ladies, but there is something about these nuns, the veil sisters were wearing. They were calling attention not to themselves, but to something else, to something or someone whom they represent, the bridegroom. Some weeks later, the priest ran into a lady who said, "I am not a Catholic, but I saw those sisters the other day with you. I just felt something good inside of me." Those young sisters. They practically did nothing. They only walked down the street. But they helped people remember God, to stop for a moment, to pause from all things worrying them, to forget about everything happening, and to think about everything what matters, to remember God. How do we remember God? It is not like trying to recall where I put my keys. It is not a simple question. The truth is now that none of us can remember God unless God remembers us. God has to show His initiative, and He does. As we have in the Gospel, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. As I said at the beginning, we still have a few weeks to think about everything what is important for our life, to think about everything what signifies our salvation. We still have a few weeks to prepare ourselves for Easter. We have opinions about everything, but we need to have opinions also about everything what is important. Amen.